This BC Mini, where we talk about what's happening in the present and future of sport, brought to you by BC Energy. Welcome to Body Science HQ, the world of fit, happy, healthy. And this week, we're all about BC Minis. It's where we're going to talk about what's happening in the present and future of sport, Mark. And we're just going to have people on, have a lot of guests on that. But this is the first one, and everybody's really excited about us doing this thing. I didn't really know it was this until I read that a second ago, but I reckon it's a pretty cool idea.
Very cool, Greg. Yeah, I reckon, and we... Very controversial topic we got straight up.
This one, yeah, it is very controversial. Enhanced games.
The enhanced games for 2024.
I mean, this isn't the first group of a federation using enhanced games.
The first one that's
publicly there's some come sports out that they're yeah, well, publicly come out. Okay, you'd have to be a moron to know that it's not happening in some spaces.
Yes, of course.
Mate, here's a question. Like, I've heard. We sponsored Maggie for years, and he's a good friend of everyone here, and we love him as an athlete, and he was a weapon at the Olympics and what he did in that space and Comm Games and stuff. But when he sat down and said, you know, I get $1 million for breaking my record, and when you sit with your mate at the pub, I'm not saying I sit at a lot of pubs, just at the pub, and your mates go, what would you do for $1 million? Before we talk about this, if you were James Magnussen, and you got offered $1 million to break your record, and there's a lot of, and we talk about enhanced drugs, everyone instantly goes dangerous, crazy, out of control, but the really reality is there's a lot of history of use of these things, so there's a lot of people who know how to do this properly. Mm. What would you do if you were him? $1 million, Mark. You've got a young kid, new wife.
No, I think straight away about the legacy and is it going to tarnish her? Tarnish that legacy. Honestly, that's how I do think about it. Before we could get around the amount of money that it is, I think the principle of it, like, okay, you've had such a successful career already. First of all, do you even want to come back and potentially jeopardize the career that you've got, whether it's for enhanced games or not? That's the first question I'll be asking myself. And then to come back and go against what you have done your whole life that got you to that career and all those achievements. I don't know. I'd like to sit here and say, I'd say no to that. The money wouldn't factor in for me, actually.
I'm going to go bullshit call on that. So you
let's
were,
talk about it.
You were like a 2013 world champion. You won.
Yes. I won Muscle Mania Natural Fitness Model.
Yep. So you had that state of believing in natural sport. Mm. Were you natural when you got on stage?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool. Of course. Sort of asked that. Like, you look pretty good. That's why I ask.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like. As soon as someone looks good, you say they use drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that is a sport and where it's questionable, of course. That's one of those where a lot of people would look at it, perhaps not in the fitness model
side. If you got asked to go back and do that as like a group of you and someone said the winner gets $1 million, you wouldn't have a crack. $1 million.
It's still going to require a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of Jeeps. It's a lot of holidays. it's a lot of things you love. It's a lot of fashion.
That's true. That's true. But that's only if you win, right? So you've got to put –
he doesn't actually have to win. I think he only has to beat his record. Isn't it just do a better time than his world record?
Yeah.
He might come last.
Yeah, then what? Then that's embarrassing. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but he got $1 million, mate. So – stepping back from this, some people are probably thinking, why is Greg saying positive to, you know, enhanced games? Mm. What I really need to clarify at the very beginning of this is that we're about athletes. Mm. I'm never been about you've got to be this, this or this. You've got to be this color. You've got to be this sex. You've got to be anything. You've got to be whatever. I've never been about that. We've always been about the athletes. So my theory here is we will continue to do drug-tested supplements because we have a mass of athletes that do not touch banned substances who deserve that body science create products that are safe to use.
Yeah.
And when I say safe, they don't come running with a solicitor saying you owe us $10 million because I have a positive dope. And I know with all of our systems that we have at BSC, that's just not going to happen. So – Do I think because someone chooses to take performance enhancement drugs, banned substance, whatever you want to call them, and they're all ugly words now because that is the scenario, but if these guys, and I'm assuming someone like Maggie is going to have the best scientific support behind him. He's not going to walk into a gym and bite in the back car park.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's going to be monitored like an F1 car.
Mm.
So he's not getting off-the-shelf products. But someone like Maggie as well, in me assuming, wants to come to us and get a really clean, pure protein as well, because he wants to put the best things in his body to win. And as anyone who's taken steroids will tell you, you don't get a needle and become massive and jacked and awesome. You got to do the fucking hard work.
Mm.
But you have the ability to recover better, lift stronger, and things happen faster. If he was doping in a clean sport, I wouldn't like that. I'll put my hand up to that. Not a fan. If you're in the Olympics and your charter is to be an Olympian, well, then you be one.
Yeah.
But if you're using drugs and going to the Olympics, fuck that. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
But if you're going to the enhanced games or you're competing on a stage, look, I'm just going to talk about the white elephant, like bodybuilding, for example. Happy days. Like, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
So you're saying it can still be done safely, because first and foremost,
I'm not saying
athlete safety, right? And athlete health.
We all go about athlete safety, athlete health. Rugby league players run out and have full car collisions all day long. Like, stop it. You know what I mean? We're jumping on something because it's called a banned substance because somebody said it. And look, don't get me wrong. I'm really interested to hear how Maggie's going to get these banned substance, because if they're illegal to buy, that's a different scenario again. But I am sure that in the world and where it's going with these things happening, there'll be doctors somewhere in the world that'll go, okay, that's what he's doing. I can work that journey with him. I think it's really naive to think that these things don't exist in medicine, because they are basically pharmaceutical grade.
So maybe the question is, though, what sort of example is this now setting to younger generation? Is this now normalizing this? All of a sudden, we go from something that has been banned to now on a world stage, this is now allowed and normal.
That's because the Olympics is the pinnacle.
Mm.
It really is. There is nothing better than being an Olympian. Like, I have so much respect for Olympians, and I will continue to have complete respect for Olympians. And I believe that Maggie will never lose his respect as an Olympian and what he did at the Olympics. Like, it's etched in the record books. The guy was really good at what he did.
And they're not making much money in the Olympics, right?
Well, see, that's the big thing. Like, people like Maggie, he was one of the few who did make money in the Olympics, not from the Olympics, but what he did in the Olympics, because he was one of the, you know, the headline acts. Like, he was an amazing athlete. He was, I should say he was, he is an amazing athlete. But he's retired and doing his thing, and someone's given him $1 million challenge. Mate, I've got to be honest. If we turn around now and go Maggie the brand, and talk about him as a brand and a name in his business. Gee, if someone said to me, Greg, there's $1 million contract here, I'm going to have a look at how I do it. Do I want to danger myself from stupid use of medicines for $1 million? No, but I really doubt he's going to do that. I believe he would have a very solid team behind him. He's a smart kid.
Yes.
He's not a kid. I shouldn't say that. I'm just old.
Yes.
Sorry, Maggie, I'm 55, man. I'm old. But you're the weapon. But it's – so the thing is, we talk about fair games and non-fair games, and I've put my opinion on that. If you're in a drug-tested group and you're using steroids, I'm not a fan at all. But if you're in a group where everybody has the equivalent to run an F1 car and – you're not breaking any rules or laws or whatever, and $1 million, it's life in sport. It's what it is. It's another type of entertainment. Do I personally believe it's a good idea or not a good idea? Who gives a fuck what I think? I'm a nobody in that space. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but for the sake of this, I think that's what we want to hear. And so personally, I think that's not a good idea for the world, for the generation, for future of sport. It's let's keep it as a forbidden.
But mate, let's talk about. Do you think they had the same conversations when Panadol was made and aspirin was made, and you know?
So where do you see it in 50 years? You mean like that?
Well, you know, is it going to be dangerous for people? I don't know. Is running a marathon dangerous for people? Is playing football dangerous for people? Are head collisions dangerous? Is the UFC dangerous for people?
It's just that we're talking about something that traditionally is illegal. And Steroids are illegal.
Yeah, I know. I get that part. Mm. And I can't really comment on how that works because you know, you just need a doctor to be behind you in that space. And I guess if you've got the right clause for a doctor to say, you know, you've got low testosterone or whatever it is you're doing and a doctor's prescribing it, well, that's just medicine.
Yeah. So do you think every sport starts, or many sports start, to have an alternative league?
I think it'll be really hard for teenage sport and early sport, because it costs a lot of money to run a drug testing program. Mm. And now you have people that are going, well, I want to be in the enhanced games, so I'm going to do this. But they're competing with non-enhanced people at the same time. I don't like that.
Yes.
And how do we monitor that when these teenagers come through, these young women and men come through in their sport until they hit that elite stage? Because that's going to cause an unfair advantage, and that's not what sport's about. So are we now going to have two sets of rugby league teams, two sets of this, two sets of everything, and can the world cater to that? I don't. I can't comment on that. That's a big call. But
is this along the
lines? I don't even know if steroids are going to help you in swimming. Which ones would you be using? Like, seriously, I don't know. But
well, like you said,
he's a sprinter, so it's probably hold your breath, go 50. Like, that's really what it's about.
Even like you said, they're going to help to train harder, recover, do more training sessions. Yep. Hey, you know when the swimmers come out for their sprint, they look pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're going to take a bit more
imagine
time.
Imagine the 100 meter.
Yeah, 100 meters.
Lining up. You can't tell me. Like, you've just gone, no, I don't like it. $1 million, I wouldn't do it. I guarantee you that you would pay a subscription to watch that race.
Yeah. I want extra parading before
the peacock the fuck out of that. Yeah. Can you imagine? They should do a 400 walk before they actually run.
Just with their
shirts off at the 200.
Absolutely.
A little lots flex at the 300.
Surely there's a lot of bling.
There would be a lot of bling.
Yeah.
They might need to up their security too. Absolutely. You'd need shotguns. There'd be that much shit coming off. Necklaces, gold rings. The thing too is, corporate world and small business and influencer-based business will be able to back these athletes. You know, I had a chat to a few of my Olympic mates about this.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm not going to mention any names, but they're really good mates of mine.
Yeah.
And that they don't like the idea at all. And I sort of said, what about the $1 million type thing if you got offered it? And the love of the Olympics for them was when I wouldn't do that.
No.
But then I sort of said to him, mate, are you like what universities did? They sort of turned the power off a little bit, and people don't, you know, people want to go and buy a house or start a business now instead of going to uni and paying the same type of money.
Mm.
Universities became old school, boring, not listening. And I've got a uni degree.
Yep.
And I would send my kids to uni tomorrow.
Yep.
But I'm just really in a position where I just want to say we've had a lot of, when you deal with athletes for 25 years, a lot of shit goes down with athletes because they're young people having fun when they're let out. Like they are so structured, and then they're let free. So a lot of shit goes, and the media follows them around and looks for a problem. Okay. So, you know, whether it's drunk, pissing on a car, whatever, like stupid stuff. We've never said you're out because of that because we've always been about the team, the athlete, the sport, and what we believe in. And that's what we do believe in. And body science, while I'm here at the moment, we still believe in the athlete.
Yeah.
So we don't physically drug test the athletes ourselves every month to say, can you stay in our book? So why should I condemn them to they can only compete in one area? That would be just why would we even consider that? If somebody wants to go to the enhanced games, great. If somebody wants to go to the Olympics, great. If somebody wants to play rugby at the NRL and it's drug tested, great.
Your brain is also very innovative. You like innovation, and this is now you're straight away seeing that this might be the new, you know, this is a brave move from the organizers or whoever's been, who's in charge of this?
I have no idea, mate, to be honest. I've seen guys on Insta like everyone else, and
I
honestly think they're going to make a lot of money.
They are. Is it going to be like the breakaway golf tour, you know, like Liv? I mean, Liv Golf started this. It left at the beginning, all the golfers didn't want to go. They said no to the money. Same thing. Now you've got those ones that stood out for so long they actually are moving across. And so is this what's going to be starting to happen?
Mate, look, there's a few things. We do drug testing now to make sure that sport's fair. When everyone can dope, is sport all of a sudden fair?
If everyone's doing it, hey. Yep. Yes.
Yep.
I'd still say it's fair. It's
the
fair,
second thing,
fair playing field.
If you're an eligible athlete, you receive a base salary.
Yeah.
Olympians don't.
Yeah.
What does that mean for most athletes? Yeah. We do a lot with like Waddleness and a whole lot of people in sport. and there really isn't money for everyone. It's just not there. And I assume this one in the future might have problems when they look at – it's only certain sports, I think. We'll go through that in a second, but
yeah.
Let's just think about it. I know the guy next to me is doping, and I know – and I'm not saying Kenny Wallace is yes or pro or against or anything like this. I would pretty much say he's against it because I know what he's like as an athlete. But just saying that aside, I have no doubt that he's lined up in a boat next to people in his life and thought, not natural.
Yeah.
He would never say that out loud. He'd never that. But just talking to him, he did say to me one day that, you know, he might get another medal one day. When, how the fuck does that happen? He goes, you never know. As they test more things and things happen, people get medals that didn't have medals and all that. He's not saying he will. He's not. And Kenny is he's a very straight shooter. And I love Kenny Wallace. Like, he's one of my favorite athletes in the whole world. He's one of my inspirations and aspirations in this place. And why do I love the Olympics so much? It's probably purely because of Kenny.
Yeah, wow.
But, mate, I don't know. You know, this is
– it's the way the world's going with these breakaway tours.
Here's something that the team wrote for us to read, a fact. Excuse me. I'm just going to read it. Wimbledon tennis players who lose in the first round take home double the amount of prize money that a gold medal winning US Olympian receives.
Yeah.
First round.
So the luring effect of money is going to bring people across. And is that, what about people that wanted to be natural their whole life, but now they know that there's money offered to not be natural?
Well, that's a human choice thing. That shouldn't be. Hey, no one's saying don't go to, I'm like, mate, would I want to win the enhanced games or tell someone that I won an Olympic gold? I still think deep down in my heart, I'd want to win an Olympic gold.
For sure.
But I might be thinking, hey, I've done that. I'm going to the enhanced games next.
This is going to put pressure on the Olympic committee, surely. They're going to have to look at funding. And
That's a big world of its own, the whole Olympic committee and what it does. And,
yeah.
You know, is our drug testing are our drug testing programs even that good? Like, I don't know. Yeah. They find athletes all the time and stuff, but it's expensive.
Mm.
You know, what we're talking about is the enhanced games is all about science.
How about
it's
that?
About using pushing the first round, performance Greg. Enhancing. Like, how fast can a runner actually run 100 meters? I think the sad bit will be if they start comparing the enhanced games times to Olympic times, because you're comparing the best athlete in the world running the best programs versus someone who's used enhancement.
Well, they're saying that there's this guy who's going to beat Bolt's record. So it's going to come in under what, 9.3 or so, under Bolt?
You'd have to think there's going to be a lot of that. Mm. I'll be really interested to see how many hammies blow and stuff. Like, can you imagine, like, it's not just the enhancement, it's keeping the machine well oiled that's going to be the problem in those spaces.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
You know, like.
True.
There's going to be injuries. Yeah. And they talk about things like, and I really think they've got the wrong thing going here. Free medical screening prior to competition to ensure athletes are healthy. We should be doing medical on all athletes all the time, not just because someone's enhanced.
This is them just trying to say that.
I think they're just trying to say it's safe. You know what I mean?
Just to save themselves a little bit.
No one's going to win the fastest 100 meter in the world if they're out the back of a car park trying to work out which needle and where to put it.
No.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
They're going to have to be working with scientists who know this backwards because it becomes a fine art.
What if there are some medical issues? I mean, look at that. This could be really bad press if we start getting some.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna say, yep, you could talk about livers and kidneys based on what people are taking. What about how many people broke their arm playing contact sport last week? How many people got concussions last week playing sport?
Yeah.
You can't pick the bits that make you feel good.
Mm.
It's a total approach.
And these are the non-contact sports that we're talking about.
Hang on, I've got the sports here. It's going to be 5 categories of sports. Athletics. Oh, can you imagine that? I hope they had the peacock section.
I'm still thinking of the gangsters.
Aquatics. You might see the athletics guys coming out in the aquatics outfits.
Yeah, they might.
Because there's going to be some jacked rigs. Flex. Gymnastics. Oh, my God.
They look good.
Well, we might have to add a new bar, add a bigger mat.
Yeah.
Strength and combat.
Oh, so there is combat. So they're going to be against each other. So what's that?
Wrestling? I don't actually know what that particular wrestling, combat would be.
Like judo?
Well, they do karate. All that. They do all that. the judo's at the Olympics now, isn't it, I think? I don't know how that would be enhanced. You might want to have a bit of a grappling or something going on in there a little bit. I don't know. I'm not an expert in that space, but and I, to be honest, I only know those sports because it's written down in front of me and I'm reading it.
Yes. But those are the five categories, which have a few sports within them.
Okay. So it's a privately funded for-profit organization. Well, so I don't know if you know, the Olympics is funded by taxpayer funding, basically. That's, it's not the exact way that the Olympics is funded. It's got sponsors a whole lot of ways. But this other, this Enhanced Games, it's all about making profit. $1 million, Mark. I'm going back to that question.
I'm still saying
maybe I should ring your wife and ask her what she thinks.
I was just saying it's not worth it.
Hey, Mark, you get $1 million if he does this. She'd be going, tell him to go there. I'll see him later.
Look, they'll still get to put in the work. They're still, like you said, they're going to train.
Mate, you're not running the fastest 100 in the world without doing the work.
No, we know that. It's silly if people are sitting there thinking, oh, this is a lazy cop-out. It's not. They're still training just as hard, if not, you know,
They can train harder.
Even harder.
Yeah.
It's just that, moral clause in your mind. Are you willing to go to that and then be known as that potentially?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Could you imagine like the NBA or the NFL? Well, I don't know. The NFL's got some big boys in already, but imagine the NBA and if some of those athletes were able to run faster and jump higher.
This is, it's going to set a precedent, I think. There's going to be more follow-on from this in the years to come. That's, you know, the fact that you're even saying that, a lot of people are thinking that, people are wanting it. That's going to be a big issue or it's going to be, it's going to gain more popularity, you know?
I think it's going to come down to the consumer. You look at the UFC with Conor McGregor dispute where they want 6 months testing and he said, no, I'll give you two tests or something, jog on, I want to do what I do. And the UFC actually left. Now, that has done zero to stop people watching that sport.
No.
Did everyone suddenly go, oh, they're not drug tests anymore, I'm out?
That's right.
And are there all of a sudden, are there, excuse the term I use here, but rock lords running in to do fighting and that? I haven't seen any of that, have you?
No. They want the big names.
There's some big boys in there, I'll give that. But, you know, if you're grappling and doing strength and all the training you do to be a UFC fighter – and you can take something that helps you recover or helps a muscle repair or I don't know, mate. Let's and there's big money involved. Come on. You gotta you gotta think it's the future.
Yeah.
I see and I need to say this out loud. I think it'll have zero impact on the Olympics and the value and the heritage and what that brings if the Olympic Committee markets themselves well.
Okay.
And doesn't become like what Gen Zers think of university.
Yeah.
You know, they'd rather buy a house and pay off a a degree that they're not going to use.
Mm.
You know, whereas, so.
So it's the prestige. How? What's the best marketing?
Oh, I think Olympics will always be the most prestigious because it's the best an athlete can be.
Yeah.
So now, the Enhanced Games is the best an athlete can be with science.
So what pulls at the strings of the individual to keep them natural, you mean? Being able to get that gold medal for your country.
For yourself, for your country, for everything you do. Like, we could probably go on about this for hours and hours, mate, but I think the bottom line of this is if it's sport and it's fair and doped versus doped is fair and non-doped versus non-doped is fair. Yeah. Oh, if I was Maggie, I would have taken that $1 million. I'm just going to say that straight up because that's my family I'm thinking about.
Are you doing it for the family?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would definitely invest a lot of that into the science to make sure I got it though. As I would be doing it properly.
Yeah.
Under doctors, under sports scientists, all that type of stuff, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not be going on to eBay and buying something.
No.
No.
Well, that's the first mini. We're in a bit longer than mini, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting topic and we're a bit excited there.
Mm.
But it was fun.
It was fun. Good chat.
So that's it. If you guys are enjoying the podcast, please subscribe. The other big thing too is get into Nutrition Warehouse, get into Easy Mart and get yourself a BC Energy drink available nationwide.
Cheers.